rental cost. You can apply the same logic for laptops. We have finished mapping all the major costs. To summarize the logic for forecasting expenses, it includes identifying key expense areas, analyzing the existing costs, and using that as a base to ramp up the cost in the coming months. Great! So now we have projected the revenue as well as all the major costs. We simply need to bring them all on one single sheet, and this becomes your P&L or profit and loss sheet. Revenue minus all the costs will give you your operating profit, or what we call as EBITDA. If you are using the template provided by us, you don't need to do anything specific. P&L will get populated automatically. Currently, if you see, your operating profit or your EBITDA is in red. Your costs are higher than your revenue. This is also termed as the monthly burn number. The reason for a burn is in your growth phase, you are front-loading your marketing, manpower, and tech expenses. The impact of this will not be seen immediately on the profitability, but in the later years. At least that's the assumption. You are burning not because your business is not doing well, but because you're growing at a very fast pace. So your funding requirement is nothing but the sum of your negative monthly EBITDA or your monthly burn for the next 12 to 18 months. This is the amount of capital you need to fuel your expansion plans. So to summarize, revenue minus all your costs will give us the burn amount, and the sum of this burn for 18 months will give us the funding requirement. This is how you build your basic financial model. You can now use the template and prepare one for your own business. Once you're done with your first cut business model, you can share it with us and we will be happy to provide our inputs on the same. So let us start by understanding what valuation really means.